Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are warriors, not worriers. I think that's worth repeating. Real men are warriors, not worriers. Now, is there anything more debilitating and weakening to a man's faith than fear and worry? Now, as men, especially if you're married and you're a man of God, we constantly find ourselves worrying about our wives and our families, like whether or not we'll have enough to provide for them, or are we strong enough to protect them? Are we faithful enough to pray for them? Do we have what it takes to successfully fulfill our God-ordained, God-appointed responsibility as the spiritual head of our homes? And this worry, anxiety, is especially magnified if we were never shown how to spiritually lead our families. And even single or divorced men are not immune from this constant battle of the mind. Whether it be making a living, finding your way, leading others, and making your life count for something more than a paycheck, it seems to always be at the forefront of our minds. Now, I don't know about you, but maybe this week's Real Man Check-In doesn't resonate with you. Even so, I will still do my best to challenge you this week. Now, I was reading in Matthew 6 during my quiet time with an emphasis on verses 25 through 34. Now, since it's pretty short, I'll read it to you, but make sure you take a few minutes to read and study this passage for yourself. Now, this is Jesus speaking now, and this is out of NASB version. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life, or as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, and they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith, do not worry then saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Wow. Now, there's so much wisdom that can be found in these verses, but I just wanted to highlight some of the lessons I learned from it. Now, besides Jesus telling us not to worry, I want to share with you 7 reasons why we shouldn't worry. And I hope that it blesses you as much as it's going to minister to me. Now, the first reason is the same God who created you and gave you life is the same God who can be trusted with the details of your life. See, God knew us before we were formed in the womb. So I'm pretty sure he knew what was going to happen to us after we left it. In other words, God can be trusted. Now, the second reason we shouldn't worry, worrying about your future robs you of today. Let me say that again. Worrying about the future robs you of today. Now, I often think about what I catch myself worrying about, whether it be about my faith, family, finances, friends, failure, or whatever F word you could think of. I ask myself this question. If I knew I was going to die tonight, would I still be worried about that thing? Now, almost 100% of the time, the answer is no. So the logical question is, then why am I worried about it today? So in other words, praise God for your today, but trust him with your tomorrow. Now, another reason we shouldn't worry, reason number 3, worrying is more harmful than helpful. Worrying is more harmful than helpful. Now, this would seem like a no-brainer, but for some reason, I seem to turn off my brain when it comes to this truth. Now, ask yourself, what benefit has worrying ever brought you? Think about it. What's the payoff? There isn't any. In other words, time will be better spent worshiping God than worrying about your situation. Don't you agree? Number 4, the 4th reason, God never ignores those who depend on him. God never ignores those who depend on him. Now, that's a powerful truth if you really think about it. God didn't create us just to forget about us. So that means there's more to this thing called life than what we see. Now, even though Jesus reminds us of this in the passage, God told us this even before Jesus arrived on the scene. He told Joshua, I will be with you wherever you go. And he said in Deuteronomy, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, we may choose to reject God, but he will never forget or ignore us. Now, the fifth reason we shouldn't worry, reason number five, worry shows a lack of faith and understanding of God. Worry shows a lack of faith and understanding of God. Now, when Jesus said in verse 32, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things that you're worried about, and your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Now, do you see what Jesus is implying? When we as men of God who have faith worry, we're behaving just like men who don't know God and have no faith. We were called to be, act, look, and taste different from the world. Now, I'm not saying different meaning better, but different when it comes to our faith in God. See, your faith in God doesn't make you better than anyone else. It just means you're forgiven and your hope filled, not anxious and worrisome. And the sixth reason why we shouldn't worry, number six, there are real challenges God wants us to pursue, and worrying keeps us from pursuing those challenges, or at least slows us down significantly. In other words, Jesus is saying, how can I ever get you to graduate spiritually if you insist on majoring in minors? See, if we want to faithfully serve God, we need to spend more time pursuing God's purpose than worrying about our problems. And finally, the seventh reason why we shouldn't worry, because living one day at a time keeps us from being consumed with worry. Now, that's worth repeating, because living one day at a time keeps us from being consumed with worry. Now, how many times, even outside of the Bible, have you heard counselors, psychologists, therapists, or whatever say, just take it one day at a time? We've heard it so much that it now becomes trite and cliche. But let's make this even more practical, because you know me, I don't like to be super spiritual. I want to keep it super practical. The truth of the matter is, you can't be in two places at the same time, whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Either you're going to live in the past, be in the present, or worry about the future. The choice is yours. Jesus said in verse 34, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, it doesn't get any plainer than that. God has called us and appointed us to a position of spiritual leadership in our home, on our jobs, in our businesses, in our ministries, and in our communities. And we can't walk in faith and fear at the same time. And we definitely can't win and worry at the same time. God is calling us to go deeper and higher in him as men, as husbands, as fathers, as leaders, and as servants. Because remember, real men are warriors, not worriers. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. Now, if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others, especially the men who you're discipling and you're mentoring who need to get a little boost in their faith. And don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, you know me, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners. And here's one of them. Check this one out. This one is from Ruchis. I love it. See, a podcast dedicated to helping real men to become strong Christian men. He's right on and very approachable. I love the different perspectives from his guests too. Finally, someone willing to teach good men how to be great men of God. Well, thank you, Ruchis, for leaving that great review. I really appreciate it. And guys, listen to me. I pick these things randomly, and I would love to read one of yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's one of the best ways to help us move up in the rankings and grow the podcast. I mean, exponentially, so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Guys, I really appreciate everyone who's subscribing, downloading, sharing, and writing reviews. I can't tell you how blessed I am by that. And thank you guys for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. Until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement. to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.